What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Greek Mythology Short Stories Podcast. I am your co-host, Shane, and today's episode is about Jason and the Golden Fleece. The myth of Jason will be split into two parts, and this is part one, which talks about the hero's early life and journey to Colchis. Without further ado, let's get into the story. Jason was the prince of Iolcus, which was a small city in ancient Greece. He was sent to train with Chiron, who was a wise mentor to many heroes. When he was away, his evil uncle had taken the throne and murdered all his siblings. When Jason came back to Iolcus as a handsome and talented youth, he saw his father's old kingdom overrun and corrupted. The evil uncle had received a prophecy telling him to beware of a person wearing a single sandal. As you might have already guessed, that person was Jason, and he lost his sandal when he was helping the goddess Hera across a river. Jason was probably one of Hera's favorite heroes of all time. Anyway, when Jason demanded the throne back, the evil uncle promised him he would return the throne if he brought back the Golden Fleece, which was a precious artifact which held magical properties. Jason agreed, as he wanted to prove himself, so he gathered a team and set off. Jason's team consisted of many heroes and warriors who were already famous, and they called themselves the Argonauts after their ship, which was named the Argo. The Argonauts first arrived at the Isle of Lemnos, which was only inhabited by females because the women had slaughtered all the men for smelling bad. I know, very weird. The Argonauts were greeted warmly, and the crew stayed for a few days. The Argonauts then arrived at the land of the Daulians. They were welcomed by the king, but when they were about to set sail again, the Argonauts found that their ship had been stormed by Earth Giants. A member of the Argo named Hercules, who we'll later get into, managed to kill many of the giants, and together the Argonauts managed to get rid of them all. Unfortunately, the Daulians thought the Argonauts were pirates because it was too dark to see, so they started fighting in the dark. Jason accidentally killed the king, and he grieved for a whole day. After morning came, the Argonauts set sail for Thrace. When they arrived, they met the blind king named Phineas, who had the power of seeing the future. The king was tormented by harpies, which are half human, half bird. Jason and his crew got rid of the harpies, and the king told them the secret location of Colchis. The course was not easy, though. The Argonauts then had to go through the Symplegades, which were magic cliffs that would move and crush anything between them. Thankfully, the Argo managed to get past with only minor damage. After a few more days, the Argo finally arrived in Colchis, and the Argonauts were welcomed by the king. That's enough for this episode. Thank you so much for listening, and stay tuned for part 2 on the myth of Jason and the Golden Fleece. Follow me on Twitter @shortmyths.